What would you do if you had three boys, but also wanted a girl, or vice versa? In many countries, couples already select the sex of their children, most commonly through abortion. In China, as well as in India, the desire for baby boys has led to pronounced gender imbalances. But abortion is not the only way to ensure the sex of newborns. Couples can choose to undergo a medical procedure called pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, or PGD. PGD is 100% accurate. John and Kristen McGill used it to add their twin boys to a family that already included three girls.
I might put the drum in the gift bag.
The McGills conceived their daughters naturally, but used PGD to have their sons. With PGD, couples provide doctors with sperm and egg samples. After the eggs are fertilized, the embryos are screened for gender before being implanted in the womb. This procedure was developed to help couples who carry genetic disorders to have healthy children. Diane Rinaldi and her husband used PGD.
If it wasn't for this procedure, I would really believe that we wouldn't have a baby.
PGD tests embryos for disease by looking for defective chromosomes. For example, PGD can help a couple avoid having a baby suffering from rhesus factor disease, the potentially fatal condition caused by incompatibility between a baby's blood and that of its mother. But avoiding disease and genetic defects is not why most couples interested in PGD seek the help of fertility specialists such as Dr. Jeffrey Steinberg.
We're coming up on 2,000 couples now that we've done PGD on. 85 to 90% of those couples have done it simply for gender selection.
Which disturbs Dr. Mark Hughes. He is one of the pioneers of this procedure.
I went into science and into medicine to diagnose and treat and hopefully cure disease. And the last time I checked, your gender wasn't a disease.
Gender selection is banned in a large number of countries, but not in the United States. A study conducted by the Johns Hopkins University Genetics and Public Policy Institute shows that about 40% of Americans approve the use of genetic testing to determine the sex of their future children, Kristen McGill included.
I think it's a good thing, a good opportunity for a family in the same situation as us.
The procedure is costly, $18,000 for just one try. But there is also a much less expensive method that involves sperm sorting and artificial insemination. Here's how it works. A sperm sample is treated with a special dye. The X sperm that produce females are brighter and heavier, so sperm can be sorted by color and weight. With this technique, 9 out of 10 couples who want a girl get one, and 7 out of 10 couples get the boy they want. No one knows how many couples are using PGD or other gender-selecting technologies. In the United States, there does not seem to be a preferred gender, according to Susanna Baruch from the Genetics and Public Policy Institute.
We don't have any statistics about whether one sex is preferred over the other. But anecdotal evidence suggests that it's being used more or less equally between boys and girls.
She says choosing the sex of your baby raises other ethical concerns.
There have been objections to sex selection on the grounds that it reinforces gender discrimination and gender stereotypes. That's one ethical concern. Another is that it changes the relationship between parents and children by allowing parents to choose something about their child that would otherwise happen naturally.
The Johns Hopkins University Genetics and Public Policy Institute is now gathering data to find out how often couples choose the sex of their children. Carol Pearson, VOA News.